Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And that's what I'm talking about. Hey, Michael, you there with me?
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. I got to tell you, I don't think you made it down to Christmas on Main Street, but I tell you what, they had tens. It was so cool. We had a mariachi band right in the middle of the intersection at 10th and New York Avenue.
Oh, I love those pictures. They have the lights right behind them. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, that was awesome and stuff, you know. So, but we got Mariachi Christmas coming to the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts next Tuesday. People, if you ain't got tickets, Michael, how are we doing on tickets? Are there any tickets
left? Yeah, they're going fast. The door was swinging yesterday with people coming in to get them. So, if you've never seen the show, it's you got to see it, and you got to get tickets this week, because we'll probably sell out by Friday, I'm guessing.
Well, I tell you what, if you were at Alamogordo Christmas on Main Street, you saw the mariachi band in the middle of 10th and New York Avenue, you saw the folklorical dancers from Tularosa, lighted gowns, I mean, it was cool, in the middle of the 900 block of New York Avenue. If that doesn't get you to go buy a ticket to see the Mariachi Christmas at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts, you're either blind, deaf, or just, I don't know.
It's a spectacle. There's 38 people this year, I think, in the cast.
Wow.
That includes musicians and dancers. Always a fantastic group. They do probably about 10, 15 costume changes. It's a fantastic show. If you've never been, amazing. You got to come see it.
All those dancers doing costume changes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're telling all the folklorical stories, and there's narration. They kind of explain what's going on. So, you know, if you don't speak Spanish, which a lot of people don't that come to see our shows, but it's really nice to have that explanation.
Yeah.
And everybody leaves like, whoa, I didn't know that. Or, well, I've been to that part of Mexico, and I didn't know they did this there. And it's really neat.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I have a very limited vocabulary. It has to do with beer, counting, and tacos. So, you know, that's pretty much it right there and stuff. So, but that one's coming up December 12th. Tickets are going fast, so you want to see Mariachi Christmas this December 12th. You better get those tickets now.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, and we'll come back to that, but January 11th, we got John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band. I tell you what, that is going to be a good one.
Well, John Jorgensen's a legend, and even the guys he's got playing with him, like Mark Fain, his bass player, he's played with all kinds of people. He's toured with Dixie Chicks, Alan Jackson, all kinds of big acts he's played bass for. Mm-hmm. Kind of a big super group. All these guys have played for all the greats. And they're getting together as a bluegrass supergroup. I've been listening to their stuff. It's amazing. They go by J2B2, stands for John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band.
Oh, wow. That's what the J2B2 is at.
So, yeah, JJBB.
There you go. Oh, wow. I tell you what, when you got that talent from all of these guys, and yeah, that it would be a super bluegrass band. I mean, these guys are country legends, rock and roll legends that are in this band.
Oh, yes. And they're all fantastic players, all great singers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny. I was talking to Stefan Rembel, who we interviewed last week.
Yeah.
We just had Stefan Rembel, fantastic gypsy jazz guitarist.
Yeah.
John Jorgensen has a gypsy jazz group as well, who's been at the Flickinger maybe 15 years ago.
Oh, really?
And so I asked him, I was like, oh, you've heard of John Jorgensen? I know he plays some gypsy. He goes, yeah, good friend of mine. We hang out all the time. I'm like, oh,
great. Wow.
Small world.
How cool is it when you say you can hang out with John Jorgensen or Stefan Rembel? I mean, that'd just be cool.
Oh, man. We get some just legendary people that come and grace the Flickinger stage. It's amazing.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And then coming up on January 26th, go to YouTube, folks. Look up Gunhild, that's G-U-N-H-I-L-D, Carling, C-A-R-L-I-N-G. check this out and then go get your tickets. Michael, tell us about this act.
Oh, she's her name is Gunhild Carly. She's from Sweden. She comes from a family band of, they were all amazing players and singers. But she took to jazz really well, and she plays 11 different instruments amazingly. She doesn't just kind of touch on them. She plays them great, and she puts into this like really high energy swing jazz show. She's billed as Sweden's Queen of Swing. So if you're any fan of old swing music at all, she puts on such a fun show, like Minnie the Moocher, Sweet Georgia Brown, that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show. Folks, go check that one out, Gunhild Carly on YouTube, and you'll be ready for
it. And to back up just a little bit, we had an add-on show on Wednesday, January 17th. It's going to be a Wednesday night, but we have America's Got Talent finalist Catapult. They are a dancing group.
Yeah.
Fantastic group. And, yeah, they're going to come in a day early and do some rehearsing do a little workshop for some of the local dance groups. So I'm really excited to have them there. If you've never seen them, they were one of the finalists, so they were on probably the last four episodes, I think 2 seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, fantastic group. And if you've never seen Shadow Dancing, it's a whole thing into itself. There's plenty of YouTube stuff on them.
Oh, yeah. You got to check that.
And that'll be Wednesday, January 17th. Tickets are really affordable for that one. Adult tickets start at $15, and kids' tickets are $10.
All right. So, all right. That is going to be cool. Folks, if you want to see a spectacle, you got to go see the shadow dancing that these folks do. They perform behind a screen, right?
Yes, they drop a scrim in front and shine the light. So all you're seeing is their casted shadows. So yeah. And they're doing so much different stuff because they're all amazing, you know, acrobatic dancers and gymnasts, you know, so they can they can bend to these crazy shapes and make, I don't know if you see our posters around town, they got some of their shadow shapes on there.
Uh-huh.
It's fantastic. They're going to be that was a really cool get to get this for the season, kind of added on. They were coming in through, on their way to Texas, and they were looking for another tour date. So we picked them up on the 17th of January.
Hmm. That's going to be great, man. That is going to be something to see. And they're coming in early, and they're going to do some stuff with some kids again?
Yes, they're going to teach shadow dancing. So they're going to teach some of the basic shadows and kind of teach what they do, because it's kind of becoming a more popular thing.
Yeah.
I know that they weren't the only shadow dancers that made finalists on there. They were one of two groups.
Wow.
So it's pretty popular.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. Tickets start at $15. And of course, go to FlickingerCenter.com to get those tickets, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so stop by the box office. We're open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And longer on show days. If there's a show day, we'll be there later.
Yeah. So, stop by the box office. Pick out get your mariachi tickets, get your John Jorgensen tickets, get your Catapult tickets, get your Gunhild Curling ticket. Or just buy a season pass and get them all.
Oh, yeah. You get a big discount for buying the season.
Yeah.
The season pass part is already gone, but we can package it if you do a 3 or more. We give a little discount in the box office.
Oh, cool. So I could go down there and get John Jorgensen, the Catapult, and Masters of Soul, and I can get a discount. Oh.
Got to come down to the box office.
Yeah, come down to the box. Yeah, you got to go down to the box office to do that. So here's what you do, folks. You go down to the box office. You get Gunhild Carly. You get the Shadow Dancers and the Masters of Soul for Mike Durler, and you'll get a discount. They bring me the tickets.
Christmas is coming up.
That'd be a great Christmas gift for me. So, all right, that sounds great. Let's talk. Let's back up here again a little bit. Now we would talk about the Catapult coming in on January 17th, then Gunhild Carly, but then the next one is going to be a great one. And I can't even say the name. You say it.
Caro Piorotto.
Oh, there you go.
This season has been a passport season. So we've taken people on a trip around the world through music and dance. And this her stop will be in Brazil. She's a fantastic Brazilian musician out of San Diego now. But she sings in three different languages. She has a very soulful voice. So if you're any fan of like that, you know, that Brazilian style jazz, you know, that bossa nova, that kind of stuff. Oh, she just, she'll melt you. She's a fantastic singer, got great stage presence. Her percussionist was with one of the groups we had last year for Quarteto Nuevo.
Oh, really?
He was amazing percussionist from Brazil as well. But he is a percussionist with her group is how I kind of got in touch with this group. And, yeah, she's coming to teach the history of samba and the history of Brazilian music, and she's doing a school outreach. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, Brazilian guitar music is real intense and real up. I mean, it is something else.
Yes.
Yeah. And
it's passionate and, like, it's beautiful. It's kind of subdued, but it can be really exciting. Yeah, Brazilian music is a whole thing unto itself if you've never heard Brazilian music.
Absolutely. Well, then, of course, then, you know, one of my favorites, the Masters of Soul. And that's a 5 p.m. show.
Yes, it's a Sunday afternoon show. We had a lot of requests to do some earlier shows, and I felt like this was a great one to do a little bit earlier so people can get up the mountain before the sun goes down or whatever. But, oh, my God, these guys are fantastic. Motown Review. They do a little bit of everything. They have three male singers and three female singers backed up by a full band. All the your favorite tunes.
Yeah, you know, these
all
are
the Temptations and yeah.
Yeah, these are like early to mid 60s rock and roll, folks. This is just going to be an outstanding show.
Yeah, they were here a few years back, and when I first started, everybody said, "Are you going to have Masters of Soul back?" So I waited a little bit, but then I got an in on them, and oh, I'm so excited. I wasn't at the last concert, but I've been talking with them and stuff, and I love all that music.
Yeah,
I'm very excited. They wear the outfits. It's a whole spectacle. And they are teaching the history of Motown as they're talking. So if, like, for the younger generations, if they're not familiar with Motown, it's a great way to get your feet wet with where all the music came from that they listen to nowadays.
yeah, I mean,
all those samples came from Motown music that ended up in hip-hop and later genres. They all started as Motown songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, when I still had tapes and cassettes and CDs, I noticed that my tapes, cassettes, and CDs of Motown and soul and stuff like that were disappearing. And finally found out my daughter took them. So, yeah, that wasn't her era, but she loves that music, you know. So
it's such a timeless era that it doesn't matter what generation you come from. As soon as you hear it, you're like, I got to go listen to more of that.
Yeah.
It was Aretha Franklin. She was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, especially Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I tell you, that was a powerful song by her. So, yeah, just great music on the Masters of Soul 5 p.m. show on Sunday, February 18th. That's going to be a good one. And then we're clearing everything out, and we're putting dinosaurs in the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts.
Yes, Dinosaur World Live. It's a group out of the U.K., actually. It's these big, oversized dinosaur puppets. I think there's six puppeteers in the group. And it's kind of done like a zookeeper, kind of, you know, explaining the different people in their zoo and things. So it's this really fun, interactive family show. We're going to do a school outreach for that, so the school kids will get to come in. But this will actually be a 6 p.m. show, an earlier family show on this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to accommodate the earlier times for certain shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And the kids' outreach, they're going to go nuts on this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this... If you've seen pictures, there'll be some posters going up around town and things.
Yeah.
Oh, it's as soon as you see the pictures, you'll be like, what is that?
Yeah, man.
I can't wait to have these guys.
Oh, I know. It's going to be fantastic, and that's coming out of the United Kingdom. And then we got, this one sounds very interesting, from Canada, Scrap Arts Music, Children's of Metropolis. So... Or Metropolis. What's that about?
So So Scrap Arts Music, they're a group who's here quite a few years back. But they're this musical collective, and what they do is they build instruments from scrap materials. So all wow. of their instruments are made 100% from scrap materials. So they're going to do a school outreach as well, and they kind of teach about, you know, how to make art out of, you know, the things you see in the world. And but then they write compositions with these. And so their latest composition is called Children of Metropolis. So they're basically telling a story to, like, old sci-fi style, like the Metropolis movie. I don't know if you're familiar with the Metropolis movie.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of telling the story of that, but through music. So it's this, like, really high-energy percussion. I wouldn't even say it's completely percussion, because some of the instruments are, you know, like, piano kind of based and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a really neat multimedia show. Scrap Arts Music, and another stop into another country. We're going to stop in Canada for this one.
Yeah. And I like that multimedia. That's a nice way to say we convert junk into music.
Oh, yeah. But it's super exciting. They do a lot of choreography. They do, it's a whole thing. They're fantastic. And like I said, they've been here years ago doing a different show. So this is their new one that they're touring this year.
And that one's on April 9th. That's from Canada. And that'll be at the regular time at 7 p.m. for that one.
And then our last one in May, which I'm very excited about, is our last stop in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
The Hu Bok Quintet. He's this amazing musician out of Montreal now, but originally from Vietnam. But he's gone and studied all these really traditional instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So he's learned how to, gone to learn his, he never played it growing up, but he got into it after he went to music school. It's called the Dan Bao. It's a Vietnamese monochord. So it's a single string instrument just kind of strung across a board. But he can get so many notes out of a single string. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Man.
And then they kind of infuse that with American jazz. So the sounds are just so beautiful, and they're familiar. The things mm-hmm. you've heard, but you're hearing new instruments you've never probably heard in the front of that. And he's coming to do an outreach as well. And between the group, there's five different languages that they speak. So they're going to do a little thing on the languages and how that affects the, like, their music.
Uh-huh. Wow. So I tell you what. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it just fed a really great group. This was kind of the sleeper on my season, the Hu Bok Quintet. It's just so different, and if you're any fan of something different, this is the one to come check out.
Absolutely. That's May 16th. And now, Michael, again, let's talk about this ticketing thing, because this is really cool. They can go down to the box office, pick three or more shows, and get a discount and hit all the ones they want to hit. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, get them all. But the cool thing is, you get a passport. Tell us about the passport.
Oh, the passport. So what it is at the end of each concert, in the back of our program, each of the stops, we have stamps. So we're getting a passport stamp. We're seeing how many people can collect, who can collect the most. A lot of our early season ticket holders are already out in front for winners for season tickets for next season.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But it's just a fun thing to collect the stamps. So some people are just collecting them as they come to shows on one-off. So it's just a fun thing to do. We're just trying to highlight that each of these acts comes from a different part of the world, and we're just trying to highlight something to bring that culture and that music here to Alamogordo and just learn something new just through listening to music and enjoying the show.
Oh, I tell you what, the one thing that the Flickinger Center has been fantastic on is bringing in all these different performers, plays, musicians, bringing all of this into Alamogordo so everybody has an opportunity to enjoy the arts.
Oh, yeah. And all the performers that come here love our area. But the one thing I say about here is we're out here on our own. You know what I mean? We're not mm-hmm. near any of the big towns. We're not. And so to have this come here is so special to me and so special to our town. And they kind of feel that from the people that leave, that come and just, they're buying CDs or whatever. Like, thank you for coming to Alamogordo. It means so much, you know, and it does mean that much to bring high quality art from around the world here. Mm-hmm. Like, it keeps the world moving, you know.
And then you have people like Exile who kicked it all off.
Oh, God. And
they're like, hey, we want to come back. I mean, that's cool. When they say they want to come back, we even had Ricochet say they want to come back.
And they will be back on March 9th.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. We're going to do it again with Ricochet on March 9th. So, yeah, that's going to be a fun one and stuff. But it's cool when these artists come into Alamogordo, get a great reception, great audience participation, and then they go, wow, I want to come back here again. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. They comment on how lively our audiences are compared to some places. They say they play some places and it's just dead stares from here. But when they come to play here, they get hoots and hollers and people clap after solos and, you know, like they're very interactive. They're really receptive to having it here in town, and that's always great to hear.
Oh, these people need to hire me to go to their shows. Stephanie Hill wants to lock me in the back room, so
yeah, you're a good heckler.
Yeah, I'm good. You betcha. But I'm also show my appreciation for good music, so good entertainment. So, but we do have a lot of fun. Yeah, well, when you get to know the band members ahead of time and stuff, and you're joking with them and stuff, and all of a sudden you make eye contact with them, and it's like, oh God, this is going to be good. So, just like Ricochet did to me, you know, the bathroom thing. Oh my God.
So, oh, yeah.
It was hilarious and stuff. But hey, I tell you what, great shows. You know, we've had some great shows. We've had Exile, the Villalobos Brothers yesterday, a Beatles tribute, Stefan Remmel Quartet. Now, coming up next Tuesday, the Mariachi Christmas. I tell you what, truly around the world and great shows. Mariachi Christmas next Tuesday, Michael. I mean,
yeah.
People need to get those tickets right now.
And from 5 to 7, we're going to have New Mexico Food Vibes and Flavors food truck there.
Ooh.
Kind of doing a little special menu. So from 5 to 7, come get a bite to eat before the concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been awesome. We've had food before all of our concerts, so if you want to, from 5 to 7, come stop before any of the shows I talked about, and mm-hmm. come get a bite to eat before the show.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, because you had Tularosa Taco Company over there for Stefan Remmel, didn't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. He was showed up there. Yeah, we did really well. Yeah, it's really nice that a lot of people really appreciate coming to get some food before they go watch the show and not being starving when they leave at 9 o'clock going, what's open?
Yeah, David's a great guy with that Tularosa Taco Company. I just have a lot of fun with that guy.
Oh, yeah, he's funny.
He is hilarious. So, but, yeah, get those tickets for Mariachi Christmas coming up next Tuesday. Tickets are what? Tickets start at what on this one?
Tickets start at $18 on this one, and kids' tickets for all shows are $10 out of the box office.
Oh, okay.
Under $15 with student ID, but that's out of the box office. Those are online. They're just regular adult tickets that are sold. But give us a call because I'm trying to promote the kids' tickets because $10 kids' tickets anywhere in the theater. I just want to see more kids at the shows. Come see some of the evening shows, and so they'd be. Can't beat a $10 ticket. Adult ticket started at $18.
Okay, so this year, if I switch my age around, I'm 96, I'm 69, but next year I'll just be 7 years old by switching my, so I can get a kid's ticket.
I know who you are, Mike.
You know me.
You're a little too tall.
You know my angles, don't you, buddy? So, again, let's recap what Mariachi Christmas is going to look like up on stage.
Mariachi Christmas. Musicians lining the back on risers, open dance floor in the front, and we line the stage with poinsettias. It's a beautiful setup. Our tech Kelly does great with the lighting and sound on it.
Yeah.
The thing I love about it is the singers. The singers are always just melt you.
You know,
when they start singing some of these traditional tunes. And yeah, I love the singing. That's probably one of my favorite things from mariachi. But then the folklorico dancing is just fantastic. They're so into character. And if you've never been to Mariachi Christmas, it's a tradition, and you got to come see it.
If you haven't been, if you don't think it's your thing, get tickets. Go see this one. Just experience at least one time. You may want to experience it more. I mean, I just saw mariachi in the middle of 10th and New York Avenue. And I'm like going, this is cool. And then the folklorical dancers from Tularosa out there in front of the stage there on 900 block of New York Avenue. And I tell you what, this and we had the mariachis playing for them. Back, you know, so I mean, it was fun. It's a cool thing to say. And we're going to see about how many people up on stage.
There's 38 in the cast. So at wow. any yeah, during the big portions, there may be all 38 on stage, which is a lot for us.
Man, that is going to be great. That's going to be great. So, well, Michael, you got to send me the titles and stuff for the J2B2 John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band, and so I can get some music so I can get the next ad ready, and we get that thing going and stuff. That's going to be a good one. And then send me some information on the January 17th Catapult. I got to create an ad for that, and that's going to be like, you know, so
that was a late add-on to the season.
Yeah,
I just put it on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really new, but fantastic group. We've already had people calling about it.
Oh yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, this is going to be like Mariachi Christmas, only different, but the same spectacle with shadow dancing and music and stuff. It's just going to be fantastic. You people, you don't want to miss that one. Definitely want to get those tickets for that.
Oh no! And go check out. Just type in Catapult on YouTube, and there's all their stuff from America's Got Talent on there. Really neat stuff.
All right, that sounds great. Well, we're going to kick it all off again next Tuesday with Mariachi Christmas at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. Go to the box office, get those tickets. Go to FlickingerCenter.com. Kids, $10 tickets only at the box office for any show. So get down there and get those tickets and get out there and see it. Michael, always a lot of fun. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. We look forward to it. Michael Gutierrez, Program Director with Flickinger Center for Performing Arts.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.